Church, we continually try to find new and creative ways to engage young people in parish life and in church life. And we know that's not easy. The world they inhabit can often seem very removed from the world of faith and religion. And yet, it would seem when new programmes are devised that involve them in an active and participatory way, they and we can find ourselves being both surprised and pleased at the draw of the gospel and the values that underpin it on young people. Well, the John Paul II Awards seems to be one such programme. Relatively new, but now up and running in many dioceses. And recently, over 350 young people from across the Archdiocese of Tuam were presented with their awards by Archbishop Michael Neary in Tuam. While last week, Bishop Brendan Kelly did the same honours for the schools involved from the Diocese of Aconry. I was happy to be invited to attend the first presentation of these awards in St. Nathie's College in Ballahadreen, and it's from there that I have compiled our report on this subject this morning. Gathered were the young people themselves, along with their parents, the teachers, school chaplains, and some priests from the parishes where the John Paul II programme had been running. And while the evening was primarily about the presentation of awards, it had many other elements too, including some music and prayer led by the wonderful folk group from Ballahadreen, who have long been well established and recognised for their beautiful music and song in school and in parish. And that's where we start this morning, with some of that lovely music from the folk group of Ballahadreen Parish. Which started our evening, presented by the Ballahadreen Folk Group. Well, Tony Brennan is the main organiser nationally of the John Paul II Awards. So we begin this morning with Tony, who'll explain exactly what these awards involve and how they run in schools and parishes.
The John Paul II Award was started 10 years ago this year by Father Paul Farn in the Diocese of Derry. He saw a gap where students, after they had done their confirmation and completed their entercert, that there was nothing for young people to do in their parish and in their church. So he devised the Pope John Paul Award. There's two aspects of the award where young people can get involved in parish work and social work and involved in their community. The award is for people between the age of 16 and 18 years of age. They do it in transition year and they decide if they wish to do gold, silver or bronze. If they do gold, they do it for 20 weeks. If they do silver, they do it for 14 weeks. And if they do bronze, it's for 8 weeks. And they do an activity each week for 1 hour over those weeks. At the end of that time, then they're awarded with a certificate and a gold, silver or bronze award.
It seems to appeal both to schools and to young people.
It certainly does. It has revived the RE class especially, because people have something real to do. It's real in their school, they're doing a real project. Then after school they're getting involved in their local community and they're beginning to be seen in their community and in their church. Father Paul's mission from the very, very start was to make people visible in their church. A very simple concept, and that's what we're doing at the moment.
I also like the idea of linking into parish, because often we associate religion and things of religious nature and young people as just things they do in school.
Absolutely. Usually people think of being involved in the church of just going to Mass on a Sunday. But church is more than that. There is real things that you can do. And your parish is your community and your parish is your church. So at the end of the week, you have Mass, but during that week, you've done lots of other activities that are connected to what you learn and teach in school. So we're bringing the school out to the parish and the parish into the school.
We're here tonight in St. Nathie's in Ballyhadreen, and it's lovely to see so many of the young people so enthusiastic about it. Obviously it takes time to build it up in diocese.
It does indeed. It takes a lot of groundwork. You've got to go around to all the schools and introduce the award. It's a different concept that people need to get used to. We guide people the best we can, but we give them an awful lot of free rein so that they can do what is appropriate in their diocese, because no two dioceses are the same. And usually by the second year, you begin to see the fruits of your work coming through.
Okay, Tony Brennan there. Well, of course, as Tony explained, the programme very much depends on teachers and school chaplains embracing the idea and being willing to encourage and facilitate the young people to get involved. And the students from St. Attractus Community School in Tobacore were very much helped by their school chaplain, Maura Gilmore. And Maura joins me now to share how it all evolved in their school.
It came about in the school because John O'Dowd from the Knights of Columbanus approached us and asked us would we be interested in offering this award to our transition year students. So I thought it would be a wonderful accolade for them to have. And then I met with all of the transition year students and I just explained to them what the John Paul II Awards was about. And from there we had 9 candidates that came forward that were enthusiastic about participating.
Right, we'll hear from them in just a moment, but certainly their enthusiasm was extraordinary on the night when they received their awards. Was that something that took the full year to build up, or were they engaged in it right from the beginning?
Right from the beginning. A wonderful bunch of young ladies, and Barry, of course. And, you know, they were, from the very start, they really wanted to know what could they do, how could they get involved, how could they engage more in the faith journey in school, as well as in their own parish. Their community awareness, they used activities from other aspects of their school curriculum as well, which is very much a part of transition year. They were great with me, helping me in the school to do the services, the displays, the planning of it, as well as, you know, putting it together and all the background work and standing up then and actually delivering some of the services. And a wonderful bunch, you know, I was so grateful for them, really.
I was very taken by the two strands that they embraced so fully, both the, you know, the social outreach and the parish outreach and the church outreach. They seem to weave very naturally from one to the other.
I think really they embody what it is to be a Christian. You know, it's not just, oh, I sit down and I say my prayers or I go to Mass. It's about the whole person and it's a holistic approach, and they have that, each and every one of them.
Is it easier to work with them at a school level when there's some project that's very concrete like this to do with them?
That's true, actually. And, you know, I suppose on one level you could say it's difficult because some of it you can't monitor from the outs. You know, it's not all school-based. You have to depend on the individual to be enthusiastic from themselves and from their own parish and from their parental consents as well, that involvement is all there. But, you know, the whole idea behind the John Paul II Awards is very simple, and that is about the youth being visible within the church and being involved in their community. And because of that simple approach, it made it very possible, very manageable and very enjoyable experience for them.
You must be very proud of them tonight.
I'm very proud of each of them, yes, I am. The way they carried themselves the whole way through, the way they carried themselves here tonight. We had two of the candidates that spoke tonight from our school, which was lovely, along with one from St. Nathie's. And that's their own words that they spoke there tonight. So it came from the heart, it comes from their upbringing, and I'm very grateful also to their parents who have really brought them through as good Christians into this place where they want to be involved and they want to develop in their faith. The start is something lovely, really.
Well, indeed, it seems just that. And well done to you, Maura, too, on all of your work. I know that the students and indeed their parents very much appreciated the enormous amount of work and encouragement that you gave and indeed all of the teachers gave to them throughout the year doing their projects. So well done indeed to you, too. So we move to the young people themselves. And this morning we're going to hear from Rebecca and Megan and Kate, from Nolene, Beth, Natasha and Corona, who are all students in St. Attractus Community School in Tobacore. So what do they do and how do they find the experience?
I took part in the No Name Club in Tobacore, and for my parish involvement I got involved in the choir and I read at Mass.
How did you find it?
I felt it was very rewarding, so I did. I would recommend it to anyone.
And did you find other young people were interested to know what you were doing?
Yes, actually, when I was reading at Mass, I found that by myself being involved, I managed to get a load of my friends involved as well, so it wasn't just me that was involved, so it was very good.
Is it something you'd like to continue on doing now?
Yes, definitely. I'd love to continue on doing it. I thought it was very rewarding.
For the social awareness, I went to the St. Vincent de Paul shop in Tobacore, and then for the parish involvement, I went to Lourdes. I also read at Mass, and I updated the parish database.
And how did you find doing all of that?
It was very rewarding, and I really enjoyed it. Updating the parish database was very interesting, because I got to go back to many years ago and find out what date my grandparents were baptised and married, and then death, and it was very rewarding. I really enjoyed it.
And how do you think you're going to keep involved in your parish or in your church now?
Well, I read at Mass before I started the John Paul II Award, so now it's to keep it up, and I really enjoy reading at Mass. I feel like I'm connected when I go to Mass.
For my social awareness, I joined the Ordo Malta, which I learned like first aid in, and for my parish involvement, I read at Mass once a week.
Did your friends find it unusual to see you doing things like that in church?
Yeah, because you don't normally see like young people, you know, get involved in church, so like doing the word gets you involved more, and it's good that way.
Do you think you'll be able to keep this up now?
Yeah, I would keep it up, because it's nice to like help out in your community and parish, you know, doing stuff.
I found it very rewarding, as I travelled to Lourdes as a youth helper, and part of my social awareness, I helped my auntie with fundraising for Pieta House.
So two very topical things. Fundraising for Pieta House, what did that involve?
We did a clothes swap in Killooney, and it was just simply bringing a bag of clothes. You got a certain amount of tokens, and you can just browse through any clothes that came through the door.
And going to Lourdes, how did you find the experience?
I found it very rewarding, as we like learned more about Our Lady of Lourdes and all the different grottos, and we got to be involved in the candlelit procession, which I thought was lovely.
Is it something you could see yourself doing here in Ireland, maybe a knock down the road?
Oh, I'd love to join into Knock Shrine, and one of my neighbours is in the hub, so I would like to join as one of them as well.
Great. For the parish involvement, I helped with cleaning the church and in the choir. And for social, I went up to the local nursing home and visited some elderly people.
That's a lovely idea, going out to people maybe who aren't as mobile or as active as they used to have been. How did you find it?
I found they really enjoyed the company, because not much people come in and visit them.
Okay, can I just ask you for your parish involvement? How did you find that?
I was really nervous starting it, because I hadn't sang in the choir before, but I really enjoyed it.
And is it easier to be at Mass if you're singing in the choir?
Yeah, I think so, I think. I enjoy Mass, but I think it helps.
As part of the social, I visited one of our elderly neighbours, and he doesn't have any family left, so every Saturday I go down and I walk the dog and help him do any chores that he wouldn't be able to do himself, because he's very elderly. And as part of my parish, I spent 10 weeks decorating our prayer room in school. I think it brought out my artistic side, and I also visited Lourdes to help the sick as well.
Okay, so in a way it played into your strengths and your gifts.
Oh yeah, definitely. It develops so many skills I never thought I had, and I feel much more valued within our church community now because of it. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do such an award.
And do you think it links school and parish and community, maybe even at home together?
Oh, definitely. Like before, I wouldn't have valued how much my parents brought me to every Mass, every Sunday. You don't realise until you do something like that how much it involves in your community and just how much your community back you when you decide to help them back for how they've raised you.
And how will you be able to keep that going? You're obviously still in school now. Do you think your schedule of study will allow you to continue on doing some of those kind of things?
Oh, definitely. I will make time to do it because I just found reading at Mass, even it just gave me such confidence within myself to do more things I never thought I ever could.
And there's obviously the next stage to the awards now. Where do you think they'll go for you from here?
I hope to continue on and do the Papal Cross if my study schedule allows. I'm in Leaving Cert now, so it's a bit harder, but I will make time because it was just so rewarding. I just feel so inspired after doing it. It was just the best thing I've ever done.
And Corona, did you enjoy the John Paul II Awards?
I certainly did. It was one of the best things I've ever done. It just meant a lot to me as a person and has grown as a person too. And to connect with other people and my relationship with Jesus improved too.
Well, a lovely group of students there, and as you can hear, full of excitement and satisfaction following their work in parish and community as part of the John Paul II Award programme. Well, of course, the night in St. Nathie's College was primarily to draw the year to a close and to present all the young people with their awards, a task that fell to Bishop Brendan Kelly. And after he had done that, he shared with me his own thoughts, and I began by asking him if he felt very proud that so much goodness and generosity was so evident in the young people present.
Well, indeed I am, yes. It's wonderful to see them with their energy and enthusiasm, and it's amazing all the different things that they get involved in doing this John Paul II Award. They get involved in so many different things. They're involved in the church and reading. And we had a number of them in Lourdes with us, of course, too, on the pilgrimage. And they really contribute so much by their presence. We so need them in the church. And I think this is what's wonderful, that it does encourage people's involvement. Mm. And gives them a sense, you know, of the contribution that they themselves can make. Simply by being themselves very often, you know, and because at the end of the day, that's what we want, isn't it? That people can just be themselves and discover what they have to offer in themselves, you know, in the sense of when they visit people and they go out and take care of people, for example, in Lourdes and all of that, you know, they discover that they already have so much. You know, we had the Holy Father talking all during the past year about corporal works of mercy, spiritual works of mercy, going out to others, to go out, that the world is in such need of people to give of themselves, and for them to discover at a young age that we already have so much to give, I think is such a precious thing, that they're not going to be in this world simply to take from it what they can, but knowing that they're here to give and that they already have so much.
This obviously was the first year that it has been done in the Diocese of O'Connor. I'm sure you must be particularly pleased, and I'm sure encouraged, that into the future more schools, more young people will be taking up this challenge at parish level and at school level in the diocese.
Well, I certainly hope that this is just the beginning. Anything that gets young people involved in church and church-related activities has to be, we have to promote it, because it's so critical at the present time that we have the young people and that they come and discover the contribution that they themselves can make, because that's where the church is going. It's very much where the Holy Father is calling young people, and John Paul II the same way, calling young people to know their contribution and to know what they have to offer and what following Jesus is all about, because at the end of the day, this is what it's about. All we know about Jesus, he went around and he gave life to people, and we want our young people to give life and to discover early on that they can give life in the way they stand up and proclaim the word of God simply, so that people really hear it, in the way that they go out to older people or to people who are in need in whatever way, to little children and help them, and all these different things that they do, little projects they get involved in. They may seem very little, they're in their own parishes, they're in their own communities, it's unsung largely, but it's so important.
Great. Well, we wish them well, and indeed wish you well as you develop the John Paul II Awards within the Diocese of O'Connor. Bishop Brendan Kelly, thanks for talking to us this morning.
I'm delighted, Monica. Thank you very much.
So, a lovely evening there, and one that highlighted the extraordinary goodness in the young and their willingness to get involved in parish and community. And as we conclude, I want to extend my thanks to everybody who shared their experience with us this morning on the programme. And also, I want to include a special word of thanks to all who facilitated my recording of that report for Faith Alive here this morning on Midwest Radio. A word of thanks to Father Tomás Sorlis and Father Martin Henry from St. Nathie's College, and also to Father Joe Gavigan and Father Paul Kevlehan from the parish of Ballahadreen. Again, my sincere thanks to all.